Hello and welcome to Season 3 of Creepypasta Myths. I'm your host, Andrew. Please enjoy tonight's creepy reading. Let's begin. Noises, written by Aiden Bo Baden. Thunder crashed and I sat up in my bed, startled out of a fitful sleep. I rubbed my eyes groggily and looked around my room, then got up and stumbled to the bathroom. As I relieved myself, I thought I heard something in the hallway outside my bedroom. My ears pricked up and I listened intently for a second, then dismissed it as wind from the storm. I stumbled sleepily back into my bed and, just as I was about to fall back asleep, heard a loud crash from beyond my bedroom door. Whatever it was heavy, enough to shake the whole house. I sat up quickly, my heart racing. My brain scrambled, looking frantically for a logical explanation, and couldn't find one. I didn't have any heavy objects that were overly unbalanced, and the storm wasn't that bad. I slowly got out of my bed and heard a low growl, followed by the shatter of breaking glass. I immediately froze, terrified out of my wits, adrenaline pumping through my veins as I slowly inched toward the door. Once I reached the door, I slowly reached for the door handle, then froze. I considered going out to investigate the noises, then realized that was a stupid idea. And why the hell had I even considered that? Only stupid people do that. I then huddled in a corner and browsed Reddit until it was day. When I exited my room in the morning, I found my basement had been vandalized, and there was writing on the wall in what looked like blood. But upon further investigation, it was revealed to be ketchup? It said, "Leave now." I read this and pondered for a while, then went to the fridge, got a bottle of ketchup, then commented underneath it, "Not very original, and your grammar is abysmal. I think you just need to scrap this one and move on to another idea." I then left the basement, grabbed a can of gasoline, dumped it into the basement, and lit it ablaze. Why wouldn't you do that? When it's obvious that there's something wrong with the house. Like, seriously, people. Thank you for joining me on this week's episode. If you haven't already, please subscribe to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you like to listen to. If you haven't done so yet, please do a review. It helps me out. Everything that I use is in the description below. Thank you again for listening to Creepypasta Myths. I'll see you guys next week with a brand new episode.